Presidential Report 2019 by President Sheila Wright. Since our last convention, the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri has been very busy. The work we do cannot be accomplished by a handful of members. I am proud that more and more members are stepping up to take on assignments or initiate new ideas. This report will cover some of the highlights and is certainly not a complete listing. The National Federation of the Blind of Missouri is committed to Braille literacy and continues to work to assure that blind children have the opportunity to learn Braille at an early age. Many of us know from firsthand experience the harmful consequences that occur when young people do not have the opportunity to learn Braille at an early age. We address this issue on all fronts here in Missouri. Last summer, we conducted our fifth Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning program, Bell Academy in St. Louis, and our first Bell Academy in Kansas City. We had a combined total of 14 children in these two programs. The Bell Academy is a two-week program which focuses on Braille activities to promote literacy. Our Missouri statewide and Kansas City coordinator was Debbie Wonder, and the St. Louis coordinator was Jenny Carmack. Let's give a special thank you to Debbie and Jenny for their leadership in this program. Later today, you will hear more about our 2018 Bell Academies and what is planned for the summer of 2019 Bell programs. This past year, our Kansas affiliate partnered with us, and I'd like to express our appreciation to them. Finally, if you help to staff our 2018 Bell Academy, please stand and say, Braille Rocks. The NFP of Missouri registered for our nationwide Braille Readers Are Leaders contest, which provided an opportunity for K-12 students across Missouri to participate. Although our number of children was lower this year, we are proud of Holly Connor, an 8th grader from Clayton, Missouri, who was the top reader, having read a total of 4,001 pages. Congratulations, Holly. Advocacy on behalf of both blind youth and adults is a big part of our work. Often our first contact with parents is when Braille or adequate Braille services are being denied or minimalized by the IEP team. Over the past year, the National Federation of the Blind has been representative in IEP's follow-up meetings for 3 students in the Kansas City metropolitan area. To our parents, we want you to know that the National Federation of the Blind is a valuable resource. In addition to advocacy, our youth programs are designed to challenge participants to explore areas where blind youth have not been permitted to engage in activities with their peers in the school because of low expectations. These programs also provide mentoring with highly successful adults. The National Federation of the Blind of Missouri is working to rebuild our parents' division and expand opportunities for you and your children through the NFB National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. Requiring an accurate research-based assessment such as the National Reading Media Assessment is still our top legislative priority. We were very disappointed when this was removed from SB 680 and HB 2535 last year. An additional setback occurred when the senator who has introduced the bill was not reelected. We have been working this year to find a new sponsor for the bill as we intend to put a stop to blind students being denied Braille instruction in Missouri. Tomorrow morning you will hear more from our Governmental Affairs Committee Chair about our Jefferson City seminar and appointments with key governmental officials. For now, I ask you to help me thank Roger Crome, who chairs our GA committee. I want to ask our Governmental Affairs Committee members and other Jeff City seminar participants to stand so we can all thank them for their hard work. This is a group of dedicated members that truly work as a committee. The emphasis on transition is one of the major changes in the passing and implementation of the Workforce Investment Opportunity Act, WIOA. In fact, every VR agency must dedicate a portion of its budget to providing transition services to youth. Last year, there were 2 17-year-old blind clients in Missouri who had planned with the support of RSP to attend the summer program at the Colorado Center for the Blind. One family had been planning for over a year for their teen to participate in the program. The other teen would turn 18 shortly after the program began. Less than a month before time for their summer program was scheduled to begin, both families were notified that it was against state policy for a minor to go to an out-of-state program. Their summer planning seemed to have come to an abrupt halt. To his credit, Keith Roderick, the deputy director with Rehabilitation Services for the Blind, was willing to talk with the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri, the parents of both clients, and multiple times with state attorneys, and in a short time resolved the issue by offering language that satisfied the lawyers and permits young Missourians to participate in youth programs that provide skills training, pre-employment skills, and work experiences. Parents will need to transport the students to and from the center in order for RSP to cover the cost of the program. Both teens were present for the first day of the program at the Colorado Center for the Blind. It is refreshing when everyone can work together for the good of the client, and we are fortunate to have an agency director who is responsive to the blind in Missouri. The Washington Seminar is always a highlight in our Federation year. There are always other events that precede our great gathering in. This year, Carla Kearns was able to participate in the Parent Leadership Program, PLP, at our National Center before joining the rest of our Missouri delegation at the Holiday Inn Capitol in Washington. Those representing us this year were Robin House, Christopher Tisdall, Carla Kearns, Gary Wander, and Sheila Wright. This team worked on the Hill 2 days visiting our 8 congressional members and both senators to introduce our legislative priorities for 2019. This was a strong team that had prepared well for their presentations. Please join me in thanking them for giving of their time, energy, and financial resources to represent all of us. Now, every member can help move forward our legislative concerns by writing or calling both of our Missouri senators and your member of Congress to ask them to support legislation. We will provide information throughout the session to keep you abreast of developments. When the call for help goes out, please act by making that call or sending an email message. Never hesitate to ask questions you have. It is our joint action that gets results, and your involvement can make the difference. The Access Technology Affordability Act, ATAA. The cost of critically needed access technology is out of reach for most blind Americans. By providing a refundable tax credit for qualifying purchases, Congress will stimulate individual procurement of this technology and promote affordability of these tools. The Greater Accessibility and Independence Through Non-Visual Access Technology, GAIN Act. Advanced digital interfaces create barriers that prevent blind individuals from independently operating essential devices that enhance quality of life. Congress must end the digital divide that threatens the independence of blind Americans by developing minimum accessibility requirements for such devices. The Disability Employment Act, DEA. An outdated approach to employment fails to adequately equip workers with disabilities for the challenges of the 21st century. The Disability Employment Act will spur innovation that will increase and enhance the modern employment opportunities for people with disabilities. This report could not be complete without talking a little about the work of our Sports and Recreation Committee. In 2017, the Old Drum Chapter hosted a rafting trip and invited other members across the state who were interested to join them. It was such a success that the Old Drum Chapter president asked if our state affiliate would be willing to help plan a 2018 rafting trip. Amy and Bill Wilson visited several sites and thought that everyone would like Bass River Resort in Steelville, Missouri. The planning commenced, and we had 11 happy campers who enjoyed a beautiful day on the river and a great weekend disconnected from the internet and engaged with one another. It was delightful that no one at the Bass River Resort seemed to question our abilities to navigate the camp facilities or the river. The National Federation of the Blind of Missouri was asked to participate for the second time in the 2018-2019 Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield USABA National Fitness Challenge, and with the support of our NFBA Missouri State Board of Directors, we accepted the challenge. We had 43 Missourians who signed up this year and 40 that show up on the leaderboard as participants. Because we plan a number of events and need thousands of impressions, it is the best advertised program our affiliate has ever engaged in. All of our affiliate chapters have participants and are on the move. Come join us in our meetups, which will be popping up now that it is spring. We also will have a team participating in the Kansas City Trolley Run on April 28th, which raises funds for the Children's Center for the Visually Impaired, and we'll be hosting a Blind Sports Day at the Missouri School for the Blind on May 5th. Let's all thank our Sports and Recreation Chair, Robin House, to give you all a few seconds to get some steps in. If you have been involved in the National Fitness Challenge, please stand and say our motto, "Every step counts. Go team, go." I'm confident the Sports and Recreation Committee will find new projects and hope that even more of our members will engage in our efforts to get more active. Our communication team is made up of public relations, social media, our web presence, and the Blind Missourian. Each area has its committees and proofers that make sure all of our programs and activities are tools which help get our message out to the public, to our members, and prospective members. Let's thank Daniel Garcia, Public Relations, Randy Carmack, NFBMO webpage, Amy Wilson, social media, and Carol Coulter, editor of the Blind Missourian. Thank you, too, to the committees and proofers that work behind the scenes. Our membership outreach is one of the most important areas, and the membership committee works hard to find more ways to reach out to those that don't know about the NFB. However, this work needs to extend beyond the committee. All of us can help reach out to blind Missourians who can benefit from being part of the National Federation of the Blind. Think about what the Federation has done for you. Think of why you are here today. Think of the hundreds of blind people who do not have the love, hope, and determination that comes to us through the Federation. Nothing is as powerful as to have friends who believe in you and when you falter, who can pick you up. We need to reach out to those that do not know us yet. Take pride in being a member of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri and make a difference by telling our stories and inviting new members in. If you have not discovered where you want to serve, talk with me and other leaders in our affiliate about your interest. The Federation is a great place to stretch yourself and grow. While doing so, you can help the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri to grow. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. Blindness is not what holds us back. You can live the life you want. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind in Missouri.